إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، قال الإمام الصابوني أبي عثمان إسماعيل بن عبد الرحمن رحمه الله في عقيدة السلف أصحاب الحديث: وحدثنا أبو الحسن بن إسحاق المدني، حدثنا أحمد بن الخضر أبو الحسن الشافعي، حدثنا شاذان ابن مخلد بن يزيد ابن مخلد بن يزيد القهستاني، حدثنا جعفر بن ميمون قال: سئل مالك بن أنس عن قوله تعالى: الرحمن على العرش استوى، سئل كيف استوى؟ فقال الإمام مالك: الاستواء غير مجهول، والكيف غير معقول، والإيمان به واجب، والسؤال عنه بدعة، وما أراك إلا ضالا، وأمر به أن يخرج من مجلسه. Welcome all of you, and we continue reading the explanation of the creed of the Salaf by our noble Shaykh Al-Allama Rabi ibn Hadi al-Madkhali حفظه الله تعالى. We're still in a chapter that talks about استواء الله على العرش. الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله تعالى says: أبو الحسن ابن إسحاق المدني related to me from أحمد ابن الخضر. أبو الحسن الشافعي who related from شاذان who related from ابن مخلد ابن يزيد who related from جعفر ابن ميمون who said: someone asked Malik ibn Anas, the Imam Malik, about the verse Ar-Rahman ala al-Arsh istawa. Ar-Rahman is over his throne, istawa. How is this istiwa? So Imam Malik replied: al-istiwa is known. And how it is, it's not known. Iman of that is obligatory, and questioning about it is an innovation. And then he said to the person, I do not perceive you except as a misguided one. And then Malik ordered for that person to be removed from his circle. قال الشيخ الوالد حفظه الله شيخ ربيع في الشرح: هذا الاستواء الذي هو حق كما عرفنا الاستواء، سأل عنه رجل مالكا رحمه الله، فغضب مالك حتى علته الرحداء، وغضب غضبا شديدا كما سيأتي، ثم قال: الاستواء معلوم، والكيف مجهول، والسؤال عنه بدعة. He says this chapter is still about استواء. And الإمام الصابوني Rahimahullah, he still brings in the statements of the Salaf, the A'imma of the Salaf, as related to the Istiwa. Because this is the Aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. This is one of the great scholars among the Salaf, al-Imam Malik ibn Anas, Rahimahullah. He was asked about al-Istiwa, how is it? Its nature. Imam Malik was very mad and upset until he sweat, as is going to come later on. But he says his answer is, Istiwa is known. But how? It is not known to us. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala istawa ala al-arsh. Nobody can deny this. Yeah, text from Quran and Sunnah. But how? We don't know. And asking about it is an innovation. Sheikh Rabi' is going to explain why Imam Malik said this man asking this question is an innovation. قال لأن غالب من يسألون هذه الأسئلة أهل الفتن وأهل البدع. He says because usually from those who ask these questions, usually they are people of fitan. They ask questions like this to cause trouble. Okay? And trials. And they are mainly from the people of innovation. يريدون إثارة القلاقل والفتن بين أهل السنة. They ask questions like this to stir strife and to bring trouble and disturbance among the Ahl al-Sunnah. فالسائل ينتظر الإجابة من مالك فيتعلق بها ويذهب يثير الفتن. He said, this person who asked this question, he was waiting for an answer from Imam Malik and he will go with it and cause trouble and disturbance amongst the people. فقمعه مالك بهذا التصرف والموقف الرشيد. But rather, Imam Malik رحمه وتعالى rebuked such a person, scolded him and reprimanded him, and put him down by giving such answer to that person. قال الشيخ حفظه الله نحن يأتينا بعض السفهاء يسألونني عن بعض الصفات. The Sheikh Rabi'i said, same thing for me, for himself. He says, some foolish people, they came, they know one. Troublemakers, they come and ask the Sheikh himself questions about some of the attributes of Allah. Not because they want to know, but they want to see what the Sheikh is going to say, and then they go on the net, oh, the Sheikh said this, and they create trouble. قال أرى فيهم تعنتا وأرى فيهم اتجاها إلى الفتن فأزجرهم عن السؤال عن هذا الشيء وعن هذه الأسئلة. The Sheikh says, I know these people, there are people that they known to be people of stirring troubles and causing trouble and trials. So the Sheikh himself, he scolded them and reprimanded them by telling them, why are you asking these questions? قال ولما سئلت عن حديث السورة وزجرت من سألني عنه لأني فهمت أنه يريد الفتنة وأنه يريد أن يدخلنا في الطعن في ابن خزيمة ويدخلنا في فلان وفلان من المجتهدين من أعلام السنة ويقوم الجدال والنقاش والخصومات قامت الحدادية يصيحون علينا ويرموننا بالدلال. The Sheikh, he says, once this person, he asked the Sheikh about the hadith of the surah. The Sheikh, he reprimanded the person who asked that question in that gathering. He says, because I understood that this person is seeking trials, seeking trouble and fitna. And he wants us to begin to talk, and especially to abuse some of the ulama who they have certain opinions pertaining to this hadith, such as Ibn Khuzayma and so, from the mujtahideen, those people who they say what they said about a particular hadith from the a'imma of sunnah. Says, but this person, he know that this is an issue of ikhtilaf, and this is a very, this question is not for in a common, you know, and circle, when the people are mixed, but this person wants to ask a question like this. So, based on the answer, somebody's like, what is this? And then another person over there, and they disagreement, and people start yelling and getting against each other. So that's what the person wanted from that asking that question. The Sheikh, he know, so he reprimand that person. He says the Haddadiyah, they were so mad, and they spoke ill against the Sheikh Rabi Hafidahullah, say he's a dull, misguided, and the like, wal'iyadu billah. قال فهذا مالك نعم قال فهذا مالك يزجر ويبدع ويطرد من يسأل عن صفة الاستواء هل هو ضال تنبهوا لهذا بارك الله فيكم and the Sheikh Rabi'i says here is Malik this great imam he scolded and rebuked and reprimanded this person rather he said that this is a bid'ah and innovation and he ordered this person would be kicked out of his class at his circle when he asked him about this question about istiwa, how it is, he said, no, according to the Haddadiyya. So Imam Malik is dull too? Is Imam Malik, by taking this stand, is he misguided as well? The Sheikh says, pay attention to this. قال والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم سمع أصحابه يتجادلون في القدر فغضب أشد الغضب عليه الصلاة والسلام والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يترك الأمور التي تؤدي إلى فتنة قال والنصوص كثيرة من تصرفاته عليه الصلاة والسلام شيخ ربيع حفظ تعالى he says the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم once he heard his companions having a debate about the Qadr they talking about the Qadr the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم get very angry he says it is known that our messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم he used to leave matters that leads to strife and leads to disturbance and arguments and the like. He says, and many are the texts that are proof for this. والسلف كانوا يزجرون من يسأل عن الأمور التي تؤدي إلى الفتن. حتى لو كان السائل يسأل عن الحق لكن سؤاله يؤدي إلى الفتنة يزجرونه. He says, and the Salaf, the great scholars, the Salaf that we follow, we try in our best to emulate their example, and may Allah help us and aid us for that. And alhamdulillah that Allah guide us to be on their footsteps and their methodology. He says, the Salaf, they used to rebuke and scold and reprimand anyone who asked about matters like this. Questions that lead to fitna. Any questions that lead to fitan, trials. Strife amongst the people and disturbance and the like. They used to reprimand such a person or persons. Even if that person, he was asking about the haqq, about the truth. But since that question may lead to fitan and trials, they used to reprimand that person for asking that question at that time, at that place. And it's very important for us to understand, ya ikhwan, is sometimes you find a person in a seminar and he asks a question for the fitna. No, you want to ask a question that's going to benefit you and benefit the people. Some people, they're just waiting and they ask question has nothing to do with the topic. They just want to create a fitna. Give you an example. They heard a person, for example, made a statement in another seminar or another Jumu'ah khutbah or another class. Maybe that person he was wrong too, or he mentioned something, and instead to contact that person and tell him, "Akhi, you mentioned this and this. What about? Can you give us some clarification?" No way. They wait until another class of another person. And ask about that. What about so-and-so who said this and this? You see? So-and-so. What do you mean so-and-so? Playing games. So that those who know, if they are not upon the way of the Salaf, as they should, not just by affiliation, then they're like, oh, based on the answer that the other person gave, they're like, oh, I give it to him. Man, he's a mubtadi, akhi. That's it. Wal'iyadu billah. That's why a person should be careful. And it happened to us. We go to other places and people ask us, like, what about if this imam of this particular masjid did this and did that? You see? And what is the correct stand as a community? How we should handle that? And I tell them, well, you tell me how you should handle it. They're like, we don't know, we're asking you. I said, okay, what is this masjid and who is this imam? Well, I cannot tell you. I said, well, I cannot answer you. Bottom line, can't answer you. That's it. You didn't call me to this state. So me coming for 3 days and then I leave behind me a hive of bees. You know, no, I'm not going to do that. And later on, I see that person, and usually those people who ask that question, and you don't give them what they wanted, they're gone. Before the talk is finished, they're gone, because that's what Allahu A'lam, that's what they came for. They just came to ask that question. But usually those who ask questions like this, but they didn't know. It's like, subhanAllah. They wait. After the talk, they came and they're like, Akhi, was I wrong to ask a question like that? Then I say, Akhi, ta'ala. MashaAllah, barakallahu feek, but look, man. Sometimes when you ask questions like that, the answer is given. Other people may just understood it in different ways. Who is this imam? Oh, that's the imam of this masjid. We say that's the problem. We can't do these things. First of all, we have to talk to that imam and see, did he say that? Why he say it? And the like. But some of the fitna, people of fitna, they just go and ask a question, general question, and go and apply it on a specific matter, and all of the sudden, oh, this brother so-and-so, he said that this brother is mubtadi'. A'udhu billah. The ulama of the Salaf, they used to reprimand anyone who's known to ask questions to stir fitna. Inam, they used to reprimand them. Not to give them an answer, but rather they tell them this and this and that. Like Imam Malik rahimahullah mentioned. And me personally, I was in one of the gatherings, Circle of Knowledge of Sheikh Rabi' himself. And subhanAllah, the Sheikh Rabi', he gave a beautiful talk in his house, this couple of years ago, in Ramadan. And the talk was about, subhanAllah, that the Muslims in general, but especially those who ascribe to the way of the Salaf, they should apply this deen of Allah. And they have to have ikhlas, sincerity. And they should love good for others. And from that, they should teach people. They should be patient with the people. People, they're not all going to be Salafis tomorrow. Some people, they're going to reject you. Some people, they're going to say, okay, whatever you say, man, I got to look at it. I got to ask somebody. It happened to the messengers. When the Prophet ﷺ called the people to Tawheed, all of them accepted? No, people, many of them rejected. The majority rejected him. And for years, none. So the Shaykh, he was like, look, you got to be patient with the people. The laymen, be patient. Use the good manners of Islam. Use leniency, kindness. Now you find an ignorant person. Alhamdulillah, Allah guide him to Salafiyah, but don't know these principles. The first time he goes to a masjid or an area, move to an area, and he just go there just because the people practice some of the things that against the sunnah, he gonna rule the masjid is a mubtadi'. That's an innovation masjid. And the imam is an innovator too. Why? Because look, how such could he be a Salafi? Why there is people who practice bid'ah in his masjid? Look at this fam. Well, we have ulama. Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah, he give classes, but everybody that sit in his circle is Salafi. Sheikh Abdul Muhsin, Al-Abbad Al-Badr, he give classes, and he's a Salafi scholar upon the manager of the Salaf. Everybody on those 3,000 people, maybe more or less, they all Salafis. Now we've seen people, ya akhi, in laymen, people have no beard, people with isbal, people with subha, people, subhanAllah. But then the Shaykh, he don't like. But now you find these people, no hikmah. Nothing. They like this, and they will go to that place to pray and don't give salam to anybody. Now you're a mubtadi'a, this, a'udhu billah. Tashaddud fi ghayri mahallihi. They harsh when they don't supposed to be harsh. They don't understand the text correctly. Anyway, the Shaykh, he was telling us, advising us, you got to be You gotta follow the way of the Salaf, the way of the Sunnah. Be nice and kind, easy with the people. The layman's, but the mubtadi'a, na'am. If you know somebody, he's an innovator, and he been ruled, and the ulama, or the students of knowledge, who have the right, they talk to the ulama about such a person, and they said, he's a mubtadi'a, na'am, that one, you leave him alone. But layman people, yeah, they don't know what's going on. You gotta take it easy with them. And then after this beautiful talk, subhanAllah, this man, he raised his hand, says, Shaykh, sual. Shaykh said, go ahead. He said, ya Shaykh, what do you say about such and such? Is he mubtadi'? The Shaykh, subhanAllah, he said, ya miskeen. That's all you have in your mind? You're here just to ask that question? We just gave the people some talk, some advice, now you just want to, people want to switch everything. You know? Wal'iyadu billah. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله والعلماء قرروا أنه إذا كان السائل مسترشدا يجاب وإذا كان متعنتا فهذا لا يجاب بل يهان. الشيخ ربيع says the ulama, the scholars, they say that and they establish this. If the questioner, the person who's asking, he's asking because he wants to know, نعم, is to be given an answer. But if he's stubborn and he was known that a person who create fitna and trouble, then he should not be given an answer, but rather he should be what? He should be humbled, subdued, humiliated, and despised for that. You know, somebody who just go from a place to a place and ask questions to stir fitna. He's just going to go to this one class and ask about an event that took place in another place. And then he give that answer of that person, and then take it over and say, I ask the so-and-so, and he says, this man is this, mubtadi'a, a'udhu billah. If a person is known like that, he's not to be answered when he asks questions like this. Questions that he's going to take it and create fitna, wal'iyadu billah. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله وهؤلاء الحدادية. I'm going to tell you who the Haddadi is, okay? That's why I brought with me the book of Sheikh Fawzan, حفظه الله تعالى, الأجوبة المفيدة عن أسئلة المناهج الجديدة. Okay? قال وهؤلاء الحدادية مبدأهم إثارة الفتن والشغب على أئمة الإسلام وعلى أصول الإسلام فما تركوا جماعة إلا وطعنوا فيها. شيخ ربيع حفظه الله تعالى, he says, and this Haddadiyya, this main objective is to stir trouble, trials, and strife, and disturbance amongst the people. That's their main objective, al-iyadu billah. Especially against the a'immah of Islam, and to create doubt and trouble amongst the people as related to the fundamental principles of Islam. فَمَا تَرَكُوا جَمَاعَةً إِلَّا وَطَعَنُوا فِيهَا. They didn't leave anyone except al-iyadu billah that they have something bad to say about this a'imma al-iyadu billah. قال والله طعنوا في أئمة الجرح والتعديل وجهلوهم ولم يخجلوا ولم يعتذروا إلى يومنا هذا. So this jama'a, al-haddadiyun, and we're going to read to you who they are briefly, inshallah. Later on, they slander the a'imma of jarh wa ta'deel. Rather, they say they are ignorant. And they have no shyness, wal'iyadu billah. And they didn't apologize or take back their statements, the Shaykh says, until our day. At-ta'an fi a'immat al-jarh wa ta'deel. Yaqulu fihi al-imam أحمد زندقة لما بلغ الإمام أحمد عن ابن أبي قتيلة أنه ذكر عنده أهل الحديث بمكة فقال قوم سوء فقام الإمام أحمد وهو ينفض ثوبه ويقول زنديق 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 ودخل بيته. The Sheikh says slandering and speaking ill about the a'imma of jarh wa ta'dil. Imam Ahmad says this is zandaqa. Zandaqa, heresy and disbelief, wal'iyadu billah. When Imam Ahmad rahimahu ta'ala was informed that this man, Ibn Abi Qutaylah, who was in Mecca, and they mentioned to him names from Ahlul Hadith, the scholars of Hadith, he said, these are evil people. He said, these are evil people. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he stood up angry, and he says, Zindiq, Zindiq, Zindiq. This man is a Zindiq, heretic. He's a heretic, he's a heretic. Wal-iyadu billah. And he entered his house. قال ابن تيمية رحمه الله لأنه عرف مغزاه. Imam Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله, he says, explaining why Imam Ahmad said something, said this about this man. He says, because he knows his purpose, why he said that about Ahlul Hadith. Why he says that Ahlul Hadith, they are evil people. People who are working about the Hadith and preserving the Hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, teaching the people Hadith, they are evil people. Why? He said he know why he said that. قال لماذا يطعن في أهل الحديث لأنه يطعن في الحق الذي معهم وفي السنة التي معهم. الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله says نعم, this person, he's abusing the scholars of Hadith, so therefore he's abusing the truth that is with them. He's abusing the Sunnah that is with them. He's not abusing them because of their colors or what country they're from. No, because of what they teach and what they disseminate about amongst the people. And that's the haqq and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. قال وهكذا منهج الحدادية ما قام إلا على الكذب وعلى الطعن في العلماء. Likewise, he says, this manhaj, this ideology of Haddadiyya, this is a deviant group. It is a contemporary, like Sororiya. Maybe 20 or 20 years ago or something, or 25, when they appear, maybe more or less, maybe less than that, less than 20 years. This Haddadiyya, that's their ideology, this false ideology. It is established upon lies and slandering and speaking ill about the scholars of Al-Islam. Now, قال الشاهد الآن هؤلاء الكذابون أهل الفتن ذهبوا يسألون بعض المشايخ مع الأسف يريدون أن يجهلوني, يعني منهج يسير عليه القرآن والسنة وأئمة السنة يريدون هدمه. كم من الأصول يسعى الحدادية إلى هدمها, ونأسف الأسف الشديد أن كثير من أهل السنة لم ينتبهوا لخطورة هذه الفرقة الفاجرة القائمة على الفجور والكذب والحقد الأرعن على أهل السنة ومحاولة إسقاطهم وإسقاط منهجهم. الشيخ says, نعم, these liars, and they are people of fitan, they stir fitans and trials and trouble. He said they go and listen to one of the ulama, and like him, the sheikh, and they ask other mashayikh about him. وَلَيَّادُ بِاللَّهِ. He said they have this false manhaj that they have established, and they want to destroy the usul, the fundamental principles of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah that is taken from the Quran and the Sunnah. He says, but unfortunately, with a great regret, many people from Ahlul Sunnah, they are not paying attention to how vicious and dangerous and wicked this wicked group, Al-Haddadiyya, that they are established upon wickedness, upon lies, and hatred for Ahlul Sunnah. And they try their best to abuse them and slander them. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. قال الآن علماء السلفية في المملكة سقطوا وما بقي إلا اثنان أو ثلاثة وهم يتسترون وراءهم مثل ما كان يتستر ابن سبأ وراء أهل البيت وراء علي. قال كل صاحب فتنة يأتي له بستارة لا يأتيك هكذا مكشوفا وإنما يضع لك ستارة يقاتلك من ورائها وهكذا الحدادية الآن. The Sheikh said, look at this Haddadiyya. They went after the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah in our times What they talk about Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani and Nawawi, they said they're mubtadi'a, don't listen to their book, don't read their books, wal-iyadu billah. Aynam. He says now, they says, look, in the Saudi Arabia, they said there is no scholars, Hadadiyya, except maybe two or three. That's it. And those two or three, they praise them and this, so that the layman says, look, they Salafis. But they fight and shoot at the other ulama of Ahlul Sunnah from behind this curtain that they set for themselves. It says, likewise, Ahlul Bidah, people, they always have curtains. He says, they coward. They don't just face you like this. No, they fight you from behind the curtain. Okay? Likewise, if you see them, ya akhi, on the internet, they don't put their names. They dare put their names. And the ulama spoke about this. You find them, they in the internet, they just come up with names. So and so. They don't put their names. Put your name and your phone number and who you are. If you want the haq. You see? If you want the haq and you write something on the internet, you gotta be responsible. So that we can go back to you and say, you said this? Yes, why this and this? Okay. Now, they anonymous person. Ibn Kada. Who is this person? We don't even know who he is. What country is he in? Japan? Is it in Minnesota? Is it in Georgia? Is he in New York? Is he in Texas? California? Is he in Europe? In Africa? In Asia? Where is this person? Nobody knows. That's why the ulama, they says, look, first of all, don't accept anything from an unknown person. Majhul. Somebody is majhul. Unknown. How are you going to take something and based on it something and spread it? No. Who is this person that's saying this and this? Come forward. No, wal-iyadu billah. Because they don't want the haq. They just want the batil. Just who's this? Who said it? I don't know. You know? No. What about you? You know? You knew? So why are you spreading these things if you don't know the source? Subhanallah. Somebody give you a bag and say, hey, give it to the other one. Who's this person? I don't know. Just this guy came from the street. This car stopped and says, hey, take this bag and take it to the 3 blocks from now and give it to this person. Would you do that? Would you do that? Why not? Huh? He didn't give you direction? That's an answer. Who has another answer? Why wouldn't you do that, Sajid?
Because I don't know who he is.
You don't know who is this person. And you don't know what's in that bag. It may be trouble, right or wrong. But if that person tell you, come here, are you so-and-so? I am so-and-so. Would you please take this? This is what's in this bag. Give it to such and such. Names, clear, everything clear. No, these people, they don't do it like that. This is the haddadiyya. They just talk about ulama. They talk about students of knowledge. Talks about du'at. Who says it? Nobody know, akhi. Nobody know. And they just take it and spread it. And this person, don't listen to him. He's a mubtadi. So who said that? We don't know. We can't tell you. What do you mean you can't tell me? Why are you afraid of what? The haqq is the haqq. Say the haqq. Aynam. The Shaykh says, look, the Haddadiyya, they do this evil behind the curtain. The same way Ibn Saba al-Yahudi wal-Iyadu Billah, who corrupted people. And the Shia, they fall into his tricks. Okay? So he was doing all that. He's the one who stirred the Khawarij against Uthman. Ibn Saba al-Yahudi. Naam, he's the one who went from a place to a place. He went to this area. He couldn't do it in Medina. He couldn't do it in Mecca. He couldn't do it in Iraq. He went to Yemen, couldn't do it. Finally, he went to Egypt and he found certain people that listened to him. He didn't give up. But he was doing this. He wasn't saying, look, he's a Jew and this Islam is no good. Let's fight it. Nobody would listen to him because he was talking to Muslims. But he was like, look, you guys, Uthman did bad, and he, a'udhu billah, he oppressed the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Ali deserves the Khilafah, but all of this nonsense, see? So those who fall into his tricks, you know, so they rally behind him, wal-iyadu billah. So likewise, this Haddadiyya, they don't come to you straight and say, look, I said this about you. Okay, prove me if I'm wrong. No, they don't. They're cowards. They just put stuff in the internet, sends 3,000, 5,000 text message. They put now, worse, Twitter and all that. And who says this? We don't know. But you have to fear Allah. All of us, we have to fear Allah. If you receive anything and you don't know who said it and why it is said and this, then you don't believe in it. Allah says, "Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu in ja'akum fasiqun bi naba'in fatabayyanu an tusibu qawman bi jahalatin fatusbihu ala ma fa'altum nadimin." Or you will believe when a fasiq bring you an information, verify it. Lest, if you don't do that, you will already cause some harm to innocent people. And you will regret later on? No, verify. You receive a text, you don't know who it is, delete it. Don't act upon it and don't bother yourself with it. قال الشيخ الآن علماء المملكة وعلماء اليمن وعلماء الشام وعلماء الجزائر وعلماء الهند وعلماء الدنيا كلها وكل علماء السلفية في العالم كلهم هم وطلابهم أهل بدع والحدادية هم أهل السنة المحدة سبحان الله. Says now look this حدادية, this group, they still causing a lot of problems and they have those who follow them here in America too, حدادية. No, they just spreading rumors and lies. Who? You don't know who. They cowards and liars just like their predecessors. That's their salaf, the Haddadiyya. That's their salaf in that. Wal-iyadu billah. And if you tell them who says this, they don't know. We don't know. Why are you spreading it if you don't know? Why? He says, now the Haddadiyya, they put in these rumors, the ulama of Saudi Arabia, the ulama in Yemen, the ulama in Sham, in Algeria, in India, in the dunya, them, the ulama al-salaf, who are upon salafiyya actually, and their students, they are ahlul bid'ah. Haddadiyya, they says, no, these people are people of innovation. And who's upon the sunnah? The Haddadiyya. They're the one who's upon the sunnah. وَدَعْوَتُهُمْ قَائِمَ عَلَى الْكَذِبِ وَالْفُجُورِ والعياذ بالله. While their da'wah is based upon lies, treachery. والعياذ بالله. وأئمتهم معصومون لا يخطئون سبحان الله. They tell you that Ibn Hajar مبتدع and النووي مبتدع والعياذ بالله, but their wicked people that they are referred to, no, they don't make mistakes. They can't make mistakes. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ قَلْ بَلْ صَارُوا كُلُّهُمْ مَعْصُومِينَ إِذَا كَانُوا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْعِصَابَةِ لَا يُخَطَّؤُونَ وَلَا أَحَدُ يُخَطِّئُ أَحَدًا مَهْمَا كَذِبْ مَهْمَا افْتَرَى مَهْمَا خَانَ مَهْمَا ظَلَمْ وَمَهْمَا أَجْرَمْ لَا اعْتِرَاضَ عَلَيْهِ أَبَدًا وَالْحَرْبُ إِنَّمَا هِيَ عَلَى أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ لِأَنَّهُمْ أَهْلُ السُّنَّةِ. So yeah, this Haddadiyya, they say don't sound dangerous. Anyone who's with them cannot make no mistakes. No, he doesn't make mistakes. Doesn't matter. They don't. If somebody is with them, and this is Ahlul Bidah and people of Hizbiyah, that's what they based upon. If you with them, do whatever you want to do. As long as you with them, give them allegiance to them, they leave you alone. Make all the mistake you want. They never going to mention that. They stick together. The Sheikh says, if one is of them, he can lie all he wants. As long as he's with them on what they are upon, that evil they are upon, he can lie all he wants, he can make all the mistakes he wants, he can fabricate all he wants, he can cheat, he can oppress, he can commit so many crimes against Sunnah and the people of Sunnah, they will never mention that person, period, because he's one of them. But they raised war against Ahlus Sunnah, al-Iyad Billah. Naam, ya akhi. And it happens. You find those du'at in the West who they follow this disease, they were, this disease getting to them, same thing. Find like a group of them, that's it. They are the one upon the haq. Any one of them make mistakes, no problem, they don't mention it. But if somebody else make a little mistake, they blow it like a big balloon and spread it everywhere on the internet. But their mistakes and the mistakes of the people who are with them on the same falsehood, no problem. This is the haddadiyya. And this is not from the way of Ahlul Sunnah or Jama'ah. The people of the Salaf, they don't compromise this deen. Naam. As Shaykh Ubaid, rahimahu wa ta'ala, when he answered a question, and he was not the only one that mentioned this, many of the ulama, that's what came to my mind right now. He says, look, al-khata yurad. The mistake is to be rejected. Doesn't matter who made that mistake. The mubtadi' make a mistake, that mistake is rejected. Salafi make a mistake, mistake is rejected. But now how you deal with the people, that's two different things. If the mistake, if a alim of Ahlul Sunnah, no one with his sunnah, students of knowledge upon sunnah, salafiyya, make a mistake, still, this is a principle, that mistake is not to be acted upon. We do not act upon mistakes, but tuhfadu karamatuhu. But this alim of sunnah upon salafiyya, these students of knowledge, this da'i upon salafiyya, according to the sunnah and to the way of the salaf, they respect him. They respect his honor. They don't talk bad about him. Yes, they mentioned, they said, al-alim al-fulani so-and-so, he's wrong in this. For example, Sheikh bin Baz. Naam, we love him. Sheikh bin Baz, Sheikh al-Albani, Ibn Uthaymeen, Rabi' and others. But Sheikh al-Albani made a mistake. We don't agree with him. Jazahullahu khairan, barakallahu fih. And they respect him with respect. But a mubtadi', no respect and no karama for a mubtadi'. Somebody who is known upon bid'ah and upon evil, they mention his mistake and rebuke him, scold him, reprimand him for that. Because he deserves it, because he's upon bid'ah and innovation and dalal and hizbiyah. You see? But a person who is upon sunnah, known to be from the ulama, who call to the sunnah, to the way of the salaf, a student of knowledge, a da'i upon the sunnah, yes, he's a human, he make a mistake. But they don't say, no, why he's one of us. That's the haddadiyya do. Ahlul bid'ah, they do that. No, he's one of us, akhi. We're not going to mention this. They're not going to mention his mistake because they think they're going to degrade him. Huh? Going to put him down. Bil'aks, wallahi, the ulama, they says, alim who make a mistake and accept his mistake, Allah raise him level for that. Because he's accepting the haqq. He said, look, I was wrong. Naam, I was wrong in this. Jazakumullahu khairan. May Allah reward those who point out my mistake to me. Jazahumullahu khairan. Nah? That yarfa'uhum Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May yazidhum illa rif'a. But Ahlul Bida', they are afraid for their positions. The people of Sunnah, they're not afraid for positions because they're not doing this for positions. They're doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to spread the haqq. Ahlul bid'ah, no, he's worried about his spot. He worried about his spot. Oh, are you making a mistake? No, I'm going to bring somebody who doesn't make mistakes. A'udhu billah, this is how they think. Now he's like, look man, we work together, alright, in this one. Alright, so that's what they say, let's work together. If I make mistakes, don't mention this. Because the people should always look at us like we're the main people, okay? Because now the people will say, oh, he make a mistake, we don't want him. Wal-iyadu billah. The one who does not make mistakes, he died a long time ago. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huwa al-ma'soom. So Shaykh Rabi' Hafidh Ali says, La ara sharran minhum al-an. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, I don't know anyone else these days that cause more evil, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, than this حَدَّادِيز, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. أي نعم. Shaykh Rabi' حَفَيْهُ تَعَالَى, he says, still refuting these حَدَّادِيز, Al-Haddadiyya, this very dangerous sect. Very dangerous. And they spread. They started somewhere, they spread now, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. He says they are more evil, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, than even the Rawafid. Even than the Rawafid, the Shia. قَالَ الرَّوَافِدْ عِنْدَهُمْ شَيْءٍ مِنَ الْأَخْلَاقِ وَالْأَدَبِ. قَالَ نَعَمَ الرَّوَافِدْ عِنْدَهُمْ كَذِبْ وَفُجُورْ وَخُبْثْ, لكن لا يلحقون هؤلاء في الفجور والكذب وقلة الحياء وسوء الأدب وقلة المروءة. Says yes, the Rawafid, they lie, they have wickedness and evil and filth, but they still, with all that filth they have, nothing compared to what this Haddad is brought, وَلَيَّادُ بِاللَّهِ. So they have lies and wickedness and filth with them, they have no shyness, they have no respect for anyone, وَلَيَّادُ بِاللَّهِ. قَدْ لَا تَجِدُوا أَسْوَأَ مِنْ هَذِهِ الطَّائِفَةِ وَأَقَلُّ أَدَبًا وَأَسْوَأَ أَخْلَاقًا وَأَقْذَرُ أَخْلَاقًا مِنْهُمْ. Says you don't find any group, na'am, they deviant, they are upon batil and falsehood, and they have a lot of evil qualities, but you won't find them worse than this filthy and wicked and deviant sect, al-Haddadiyya. They have no manners, ill manners with the ulama al-kibar. قال افهموها واثبتوا على الأخلاق الإسلامية وربوا أنفسكم على الصدق والأخلاق العالية واحترام أهل العلم والفضل واحترام بعضكم بعضا. الشيخ said, I want you to understand this and be firm upon the manners of Islam. Nurture yourselves with these manners of Islam. Nurture yourself with truthfulness, أخلاق, good manners of Islam. From them is respecting the people of knowledge, people that have virtue. Respect the people of knowledge and respecting one another, he says, the Shaykh Habibullah. قال هذه الفرقة تقوم على الكذب وهدفها التشتيت والتمزيق وغرس الأحقاد في نفوس السلفيين خاصة. Says the Haddadiyya, this wicked group, is established upon lies, and they set for themselves an objective to destroy and divide the Salafiyin. Because they claim Salafiyya. And they claim that their Salafiyya is the right Salafiyya. Al-Iyadu Billah. To bring confusion amongst the people. Al-Iyadu Billah. Jazahullahu khairan hadha al-shaykh ala hadha. And we finished now from this part, alhamdulillah. What I'm going to do, as I mentioned earlier, I'm going to, inshallah, read to you now the what he says about this Haddadiyya from Al-Ajwiba Al-Mufida عن أسئلة المناهج الجديدة, the beneficial answers on newly methodologies by Sheikh Fawzan. In the footnote he says, لقد نبتت نابتة تدعي السلفية والسلفية منهم براء وتتمثل في قائدها محمود الحداد, فأصبح همهم التنقيب عن هفوات الأئمة الكبار الأعلام والمحدثين المحققين. He says now this group, this evil group appears and they claim سلفية. They didn't claim صوفية or لا. They claim سلفية. They said they Salafis. And Salafiyya is free of them. And it is established by this man called Mahmoud Al-Haddad. That's why they took his name. Al-Haddadiyya from Mahmoud Al-Haddad. What is their main objective, these guys? You think they're teaching Tawheed and Sunnah? No, their main objectives is to find the mistakes of the great imams and spread it. That's main. And you find people like that in the West too. That's all their main concern. They listening to tapes like a da'i so-and-so. They go to his classes. Oh yeah. Write down the mistakes, gather them in all in one cassette and put them out. وَلْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ Never come to that person, ask him questions. أخي ما شاء الله جزاك الله خير. You're only a human, you're doing what you're doing. Even that person maybe in his classes, not maybe every class, but oftenly he's like, إخوان, ما شاء الله, if you find any mistake, I'm only a human. I know my level. Like I'm saying it right now, for by the way, that's what I'm doing too. I'm only a human. I know my level. I'm trying my best. That's why I read from the books of the ulama. But if I make any mistake, I'm a human. And you will find me making many mistakes. So bring them to me, inshallah ta'ala. And I will thank you for that. And we will correct them, inshallah. And we will give the people that which is right. Now these people, they don't do that. They won't even talk to them. Because their intentions is evil. They sit there and hoping that person make a mistake. So much so, because they have this haqd, this hatred for those people who call to the sunnah. And then so much so that sometimes they come up with mistakes. The man didn't even say that. They do the what do you call it? The editing. Yeah, they edit his statement. Take it and cut, copy, scan this, that, and put it out there. That's his voice, no? Yeah, but that's why, subhanAllah, many of our ulama, before this fitna of Haddadiyya, they used to give talks. But now, they're like, wait a minute, record, we're going to give a talk. But this, we're going to record. And they say the day. Don't you hear the ulama, sometimes they give us a talk in the ilm online, and they say, in this night of Rabi' al-Thani, the 16th of the year, such and such, in this masjid, what's the masjid here? Masjid al-Tawheed, and they have a copy with them. So if somebody come and say, hey, the Sheikh said this, they like, when? Oh, Masjid al-Tawheed, what date? All right, play your tape, we play ours. Play yours, we play ours. Same thing, ya akhwan. These people are evil. There are evil people out there. They claim Salafiyya, look like Salafi and this, but they have this evil mentality. Looking for the mistake. Okay, if you pay attention to the person and he made a mistake, but you correct it and talk to him so he can correct himself, so that the people will benefit, that's a good thing. But to just come with that purpose and put it all over, wal-iyadu billah, this is evil. This Haddadi, Mahmud al-Haddad and his group, the evil people with him who have filthy things like him, they talk bad about Ibn Hajar, about An-Nawawi, they say they mubtadi'a. Wal-iyadu billah. Naam, yes. The ulama who refuted them, they said, yes, we're not going to say to you, look, Ibn Hajar and Nawawi didn't make no mistakes. Yes, Ibn Hajar and An-Nawawi, they fall into some mistakes and they follow the Ash'ari way in the Sifat. Naam. Even Shaykh al-Albani, he says, Naam, they were Ash'aris, but by mistake, they thought that this is what Imam al-Ash'ari says. But he said this is what's from his old statements when he was upon Dalal. And they says, no, they are upon the Minhaj al-Salaf. Naam. But they are not mubtadi'a because they fall into some mistakes. Out of ijtihad, thinking that that's what is right at that moment. This Haddadi, they came and warned. They say that this book should be burnt and should not be written like Fath al-Bari and Sharh Muslim and the like, wal-iyadu billah, the Haddadiyya. Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahu ta'ala, he says, ومثل النووي وابن حجر العسقلاني وأمثالهم من الظلم أن يقال عنهم من أهل البدع. نعم. شيخ الألباني says, as for النووي and ابن حجر العسقلاني and the like of them, the great imams, he says, it is ظلم, it is transgression to say that they are from the people of bid'a. The Haddadiyya says they are from people of bid'a, عليه بالله. Imam ibn حجر العسقلاني from the people of innovation. According to them. But Imam Al-Albani says, yes, They said what they said in the sifat, followed the way of the Ash'a'ira, but they didn't intend that. ظنوا ذلك. Now this Haddadiyya, they say, look man, why you guys deal with Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani? Why? In you says, no, they're Ahlul Sunnah and this, and their mistakes, they just, Allah will forgive them inshallah, and this, they didn't intend, but you don't deal with them the same way you deal with Sayyid Qutb. Ya subhanallah. Wal Mawdudi, wal Banna. They says, look, see, now Allah exposed them. The answer is that there is a big difference, a huge difference between Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani and Nawawi and Qutb, Sayyid Qutb and al-Banna and al-Mawdudi. Look at the knowledge of these people and the knowledge of those. These great Imams and Nawawi and Ibn Hajar, they benefited the Muslims. Yes, they committed mistakes and it's in their books, but they benefited the Muslims in a great deal of knowledge. But these people, they benefit in what? What is their benefit? What is the benefit they brought to the Muslims? Subhanallah. He says, and from another angle, the mistakes of al-Nawawi and Ibn Hajar, the ulama, they who wrote these books, they says, look, these are the mistakes of this and this and this. So it's clear now. Whoever read their books, he knows the mistakes. Said, but this, al-Banna, Qutb, Mawdudi, they said, no, they didn't make no mistakes. Everything they said is right. Wal-iyadu billah. Wal-iyadu billah. And Nawawi and Ibn Hajar, yes, they have mistakes, but none of them call to bidah, to hizbiyya, to partisanship. None of them says that all of the Muslims now they kuffar. There ain't no Muslims on earth. Like Sayyid Qutb mentioned in his books. No, Imam al-Nawawi and Ibn Hajar didn't say, look, man, Ahlul Sunnah and Rafida, they are on the same level, same path, like this Qutb mentioned and called to, and the Ikhwan al-Muslimin called to. Ayna'am? Al-Nasara al-Majus. No, if you look at the books of this wicked people like Qutb and Mawdudi and Banna, they're like, look, the Jews and the Christians, they're their brothers. That's it. And Majus, Nawawi and Ibn Hajar, none of them said that. Yes, they made mistakes. But the ulama, they make clear those mistakes. They make clear those mistakes. So if anyone is reading now the Fath al-Bari or the Sharh of Nawawi on Muslim, they know the mistakes because the ulama mentioned them. But now, no. Ikhwal Muslimin, they said, no, Sayyid Qutb didn't make no mistakes. Even the ulama, they bring the mistakes, they like, no, you guys don't like him, and this and that. He dies as a martyr, as a shaheed for the Islam. Yeah, right. So anyway, this group of Haddadiyya, they are very dangerous groups, and they cause a lot of problems. And one of their main trait is that they speak ill about the ulama, wal-iyadu billah. So be careful and use this advice that this great Shaykh Rabi'ah Ta'ala has given us. May Allah Ta'ala keep us firm upon the way of the Salaf. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa taslimin kafirah.